evening. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, June the 16th, 2021. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Gibbs Dube in Maryland.
Would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. This evening we are discussing COVID-19 and other issues.
And remember, today is the International Day of the African Child. Zimbabwe joined the world today in commemorating the day, with human rights experts saying there's been slow implementation of the principles under Agenda 2040, which seeks to ensure that children have a comfortable life. International Day of the African Child is celebrated June 16th, the day in 1976 that hundreds of students were killed after protesting apartheid policies in South Africa. This year's theme is Education as a Human Right.
We are also discussing what is happening in some parts of South Africa where foreigners are being forced out of their homes and businesses as the deadline given by some locals for them to leave the country expires today.
But first, the health ministry reported yesterday that two people died from COVID-19, while 241 new cases were recorded countrywide. This brought to 40,318 confirmed cases, including 37,056 recoveries and 1,637 deaths. To date, a total of 694,730 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19. The government is blaming the rise in COVID-19 cases to complacence, and this resulted in measures to keep the pandemic being tightened starting this Monday.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa has announced that the country is now on level 3, exactly 2 weeks after the country was moved from level 1 to level 2. Ramaphosa says this has been necessitated by the rapid increase in COVID-19-related deaths and hospitalizations. Daily infections have increased from 3,700 to 7,500. COVID-related hospitalizations have increased by 56%, while deaths have also gone up by 48%.
Ongo wadiwa tereri nasi mchirongwa chenyu chakuno tarisa zhuruguitika kunze kwenyika ne zhuruguitika mnyika chirukutarisa nenyaya yede ndare COVID-19 ratino nzwa kuti nezuro kwakafa vanhu vaviri vamwe vanokwana kuita 241 kana kuti mazana maviri nemakumi mana nemumwe chete vakawanikwa vaine chirwere ichi. Kwotiwo vanhu vafa kusvika pari zvino muZimbabwe vanhu vati wandei zvokuti vasvika pa1637 kana kuti chiuru nemazana matanhatu nemakumi matatu nevanomwe. Izvi zvakazoita kuti hurumende ichiona kukwira kuri kuita uwando hwevanhu vari kubatwa nechirwere pamwe nevari kufa nacho idzike mutemo kana kusimbisa mutemo unorambidza kufamba-famba kwevanhu. Kutanga nemusi wemubvuro svondo rino, dzimwe nzvimbo dzakaita seKariba, Urungwe, Kwekwe nemamwe matunhu ekumaTsvetwereland dzichinzi hadzisi nzvimbo dzinenge dzichipindwa nekubudwa madiro aGeorgina inganzi mahotspots. Ndo zvimwe zvatiri kukurukura. Musakanganwa kuti nhasi izuva remwana weAfrica kana kuti Day of the African Child, zvichitevera kuurayiwa kwakaitwa mazana evana muSouth Africa muna 1976 musi wa16 June, nehurumende yaivepo yeusveta simba yeudzvanyiriro yeapartheid muSouth Africa imomo. Imwe nyaya yatiri kubatawo zvakare inyaya yatiri kunzwa kuti vanobva kunze kwenyika muSouth Africa vari kuburiswa mudzimba nemabhizimusi avo nevagari vemuSouth Africa mamwe matunhu muSouth Africa. Tinonzwa kuti kuna anaSoweto nedzimwe nzvimbo kwaZulu Natal vanhu vari kuburiswa mudzimba vachidzingwa kunodzokerai kunyika dzenyu kana musina mapepa anokubvunzai kuti ndemuchigaramo. Asi vatataurawo navamwe vamaZimbabweans variko vari kutaura kuti aiwa nyaya yekunzi kana uine mapepa kana kuti hauna mapepa kana vachisvika vachienda pamba pemunhu havasimbobvunza kuti une mapepa here kana kuti havana. Vanongoziva kuti hapanogara mubva kure asi vemunyika imomo vanotongosvika kuparadza zvinhu zvako zvisina kumbobvunza kuti unobva une mapepa here kana kuti wakamira sei. Ndoimwe nyaya yatoda kuti kurukure iyoyo, Gibbs.
Yes, and before we go far, let me just say it in Sindebele. Ukuthi uhamba njani kolamba nje lamhlanje. Sikhuluma ngeCOVID-19 siyabona ukuthi abantu ababili babulewe yiCOVID-19 izolo. Kwathi abayi 241 bahlolwe batholakala belokugciwane leCOVID-19. So konke lokhu-ke kwethulwa luhlangothi lwezempilakahle. Nxa sikhangela futhi sijula ngeCOVID-19 abantu abayi 694,730 ngabantu asebehlatshwe ijekiseni okokuqala elokuthi bazivikele kumkhuhlane weCOVID-19. Bese kusithi-ke abayi 418,000 ngabantu asebehlatshwe okwesibili. So inani labantu asebehlatshwe okwesibili lingani liphansi nxa siqhathanisa lasebehlatshwe okokuqala. Nxa sikhangela-ke uhlangothi lolu luthi kulabantu 40,318 asebahlolwa batholakala bele-COVID-19. Bese kusithi 37,056 abantu asebaphepha kumkhuhlane lo. Abantu asebabulawa umkhuhlane weCOVID-19 bafika 1637 kweleZimbabwe. So ke yikho ke okwenzakala elizweni leZimbabwe. Siyabona njalo ke jonga, you know, we've been talking to so many people during this COVID period, and some people are indicating that they are having a torrid time. So recently we talked to two ladies who are in Bulawayo, and these ladies have been waking up in the morning, going to use the central business district in Bulawayo, looking for jobs, you know. And they're not getting those jobs. But recently, you know, as a Jesus funder, talked to the two of them, and we actually had that on Facebook Live, and some people reacted to what they were actually saying. So there's a Zimbabwean who is living in Britain, who has actually sourced money for these two families to buy food. One of the women is a widow, and the other one is a lady that is divorced. So they are having serious problems. But let's hear what they said about, you know, getting help from this lady who is in London. So these are the two ladies, you know, they're talking about, you know, their experience with Ezra Chisa, who is actually going around, you know, talking to so many people in Zimbabwe, and some of them are getting help from different quarters, and it seems, you know, things are working well for some of these people.
Yes, I really do appreciate what he's doing, because these are some of the impact stories that we are looking forward to showing to our viewers and listeners so that they can also impact on other people's lives. And thank you so much, Ezra. I'm not sure, Gibbs, if we have anyone to join the show now, because someone just sent me a text that you only be in for at least 20 minutes or so.
Yes, so now we've got Mr. Vusumuzi Spanda, who is in South Africa, and then let's try to get him in. I think he's in.
Yes.
Mr. Spanda, I think he's having a little bit of a challenge with his network. Let's try him again.
And then Mr. Obed Masaraure just sent me a text that he is in.
Yeah, he's in, but then we cannot see him very and, well.
Then Mr. So, Karundira says he is ready.
Yeah, okay, so let's go for Mr. Yeah,
now I can see Dr. Swanda now. Dr. Swanda, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. And how are you?
No, we are doing fine. Thank you for joining our show at short notice.
Well, anytime that we can. I mean, I'm on the road, but I think we can make it work.
Thank you so much. Yes, sir, maybe we can start by discussing the reports we are getting from that side, that end, that foreigners are being kicked out of some parts of South Africa. How is the situation, Dr. Swan?
Well, look, it is very true. This morning, for example, we were in Deep Kloof, where basically this group that calls itself Tutula has been broadcasting, you know, messages, video clips, encouraging people to fight migrants, saying that they should go back to their country so that they can leave South Africans to fix their own things. And yes, they were there in the morning. We were also there, I mean, a group with people that were anti, you know, xenophobia. So yes, that is true. It was happening. It has been happening since yesterday as well, where shops of foreigners were being looted. It's happening across the country as we speak.
And what is the police doing about it?
Well, look, as it stands right now, I was speaking to the police commissioner here in Gauteng. I know that for a surety, one case has been opened and one person has been arrested for inciting violence, you know, against, you know, foreign nationals in Protea, in Soweto. So what we are actually looking for is a situation where any, you know, group where people are going to report attacks which are associated in particular with the Soweto and particularly the Deep Kloof, you know, area, where we know this particular group called Tutula has been operating. We are going to be pressing charges against this particular group because they must have foreseen, you know, that their actions would have led to the violence, considering the violence that we have in South Africa. So we're just waiting to get, you know, formal reports, you know, of those people that have been attacked, especially in Deep Kloof, so that we can open the police cases, particularly against the organizers of the march.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, Babusmanda, I was telling you that I'm going to go to the
Empeleni kusho ukuthi okwenzakalayo kunabantu abazibiza ngokuthi bayidudula abathi sebekhathele ngabantu bokuza lapha eSouth Africa bafuna ukuthi bonke laba bantu baphume ngoba yibona abaletha ubugebengu, yibona benza ukuthi nemisebenzi izizalwane zaseSouth Africa zingayitholi. Ngakho bathi bona uJune 16 sebefuna ukusebenzisa ukuthi balwise abantu bangaphandle ngoba uJune 16 uvele umele ukuthi kwakulwiwa belwisa nento abangazifuniyo. Ngakho sibone ukusukisela izolo izitolo zabantu bokuza ezinye zigqekezwa kutshontshwa. Sesithole nemibiko ukuthi endaweni ezihlukeneyo kuzwe, I mean, ezweni laseSouth Africa abantu bayahlaselwa emalokishini, bangenela abasha bathathela impahla ukuthi abaphume. Esowethu namhlanje ekuseni kuye kwaba nomthana omkhulu owaliqembu labantu ababedudula. Nathi besikhona labakade bephikisa lokho, saba nomntana nomncane kusho ukuthi cha, asivumelani nakho lokho. Kodwa baye baqhubeka baya phambili ngoba bebaningi. Nathi sabona ukuthi akungabakane nabo ngqo ngoba kuzoyenza ukuthi kube nokuhlaselana. Ngcono sibayeke ukwenzela ukuthi uma bengayenza lokho abakwenzayo bese sibavulela amacala ngokusemthethweni.
Ye, kodwa kwenziwa kwini vele ukuthi kuhlala kulokuhlaselwa konke lokhu and all these things, you know? Akupheli vela lokhu Swati.
Ye, ukuthi kakupheli kuliqiniso lokhu. Into esiyibonayo ukuthi nokhongolose yena u-ANC oyiqembu elibusayo lapha eSouth Africa, siyabona ukuthi amalunga akhe akhona kuyo yonke le nto ukuthi baphikisane nabanye bama. Kuyezwakala?
Ye, kuyezwakala kodwa ungazani uyacima kancane. Ye, kube kuqedi khona.
Oh. Sibona ukuthi sebefuna ukuthi bahambisane namaqembu amancane aphikisayo athi abantu bokuza kabaxotshwe. Uhulumeni naye siyabona ukuthi akakathathi amanyathelo alukhuni ukuthi abantu abayenza lobu gebengu baboshwe. Njalo uyakhuluma nje kuphela emehlweni abantu ukuthi kavumelani nalokhu, kodwa ngasensitha yena siyabona ukuthi uhambisana nakho lokho.
Ye, jonga.
Dr. Swanda, nerurimi rwamai chii chiri kuita kuti vana vekune dzimwe nyika vari muSouth Africa vange vachirwiswa vachinzi vabude nhasi ndozuva ranga rakatarwa kunzi vanofanira kunga vabuda. Zvii zvikonzero zviri kupiwa naivo vechikwata chedudula ivavo?
Chiri kuitika ndechokuti pane vanhu muno muSouth Africa vari kuti vanhu vanobva kunze kweSouth Africa ndivo vanokonzera kuti pasava nemabasa uye pave nehumbavha nezvinhu zvese zvakashata sekutengeswa kwemadrugs munyika ino. Saka vari kuti uye nyika haizi kunyanzo gona kuti ishande zvakanaka nenyaya yekuti pakazara vanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika. Ndosaka vachiti varikuda kuti vanhu vese vanobva kune dzimwe nyika vabude kuitira kuti ivo vasare vega vachigadzira imba yavo. Uye vanobva kudzimwe nyika ngavadzokere kunyika dzavo vanogadzira matambudziko avo ikoko. Saka vakuti hurumende yatadza kuvhara mabhodha kuti vanhu vasapinda. Saka vari kuona kuti sezvo hurumende yatadza nhasi uno uyu especially vanonzi vedhudhu lava vanga vatodaidza hanzi kuda kuti mapurisa auye nemetro tishande pamwe chete tifambe tichibvisa vanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika kuti vabude tivasunge. Asi nekuti mapurisa haana kuenda vakati chazviitira tega. Saka vari kuti vaakuzviitira vega kudzinga vanhu munyika inoyi.
Taona mavhidhiyo anga achibuda pazvitivitivi apa. Vamwe vakatopfeka nhumbi dzechiuto vechikwata ichochi. Vamwe vachinzi vanga vaine zvombo zvamboko nemapanga nezvimwe zvakadaro. Vari kurwisa vanhu here kana kuti kungoburitsa zviri murunyararo?
Chokwadi ndechekuti zvombo zvakatakura izvi zvinotoratidza kuti kutorwisa vanhu. Vari kutoda kurwisa nekurova vanhu. Vanhu vanga vakatopfeka nhumbi dzemasoja ruzhinji rwavo ndeve MKVA. Mukonto wesizwe Veterans Association. Tinoziva kuti kubva kunana Durban mugore rapera nerimwe iro. VMKVA ivava ndivo vanenge vari kukonzera mhirizhonga vachiti havachadi vanhu vanobva kune dzimwe nyika. Saka ndivo vanga varipo uye pamavhidhiyo anga achibuda vamwe vacho vari kutaura vari kutoonekwa kuti aiwa vanhu ava ndivo vakatobva muchiuto ava. Saka ruzhinji rwacho ndivanhu veMKVA pavanhu vari kutorwiswa chaizvo.
Yes, so briefly, how do you think this issue can be tackled by the South African government, by SATIC and all these other entities?
Well, look, there are quite a lot of reasons, for example, why we are where we are, and some of them, you know, obviously have to do with, you know, the political situation within the SADC and within Africa. So to tackle this problem, one would have to think that the root cause of the problem would have to be dealt with to ensure that, for example, migration is balanced. But in South Africa, for example, particularly, we're looking at a situation where law enforcement has got to be done aptly and religiously. Because we see that every time these attacks take place, people are not held to account. And this is the reason why we are saying now that there are groups that we have identified well before the attacks, we have engaged organizations like the South African Human Rights Commission, and we have been dealing with the police. So once there has been an attack and it is associated with these people, we have now decided that we are going to pursue criminal charges against the organizers of these marches that would have led into the attacks.
Are there any Zimbabweans among those we had were forced out of their homes? Because we understand some were living in a post office or somewhere there. Are there any Zimbabweans who are victims of this act?
Yes, we have just received now messages that one gentleman in East London is unconscious. He has been attacked and he's a Zimbabwean. And we have received another one who says in the township again in the Eastern Cape, they feel very unsafe because people are being attacked. And in some areas, they are particularly looking for Zimbabweans. You will notice that the major victims in a lot of these conversations are Zimbabweans because it is believed and seen that there are more Zimbabweans than any other foreign nationals. And the Zimbabweans also, when they come into South Africa, they can easily integrate into the society and even get jobs because of their fluence and because of, you know, the fact that they can easily, you know, their languages. They can easily, if they are Shona speaking, they can easily integrate into either Changani or Venda, and if they are Ndebele, into Zulu and Xhosa. So ordinarily, it is therefore seen that Zimbabweans are the ones that are in large numbers, and the majority of the attacks are against Zimbabweans.
Yes, Mr. Spanda, stay on the line. We've got Mr. Msunduzwa Ndlovu, who is in Johannesburg. Babu Ndlovu, sakwamukela kuhlelo baba. Siyaphila, so telephone yakho.
Yebo ndone nkulu.
Kwenzakalani?
Eh, into yenzakala lapha kuthe mkhulu into engayithi sizwe la eSoweto mina ngokuhlala ngisethembisa. So ngapha ethembisa ngezwe lutho kodwa into yenzakala sizwe la eSoweto ngoba into abazikhulumayo ziningi abazidingayo ngoba nje ubhuti ophumayo etsho ukuthi kwenzakalani. That is sizwe la khona ngale ngaseSoweto.
So indaba njalo ukuthi utsha abantu bezibaphi
kahle kahle masithi siyabhekisisa abantu balapha ama South African ne abantu abajayelwa ukukhazi ukuthi bafunzwe abakwazi ukuzisebenzela so bengawubona uphethe isinkwa noma sofana ukuthi ubekwazi ukuthi usithethe kuphela that's why manje bathi sizothatha imisebenzi but abavuki besebenza njengamanje yabona ukungujuna amakhazi abaningi baresignile amakampani because bafuna ukuhlala bebotha amahitha thina sihamba siyasebenza ubusuku bonke senza jike futhi kusasa siyashaya
vale pattern yakho kona baba chonga
yes ndiri kuona gipsta vana va register charumbira kusango tinogamuchira muchirongwa chedu vacharumbira
ndinotenda thank you
welcome nyaya tiri kukurukura vacharumbira iye zvino inyaya yekurwiswa kuri kuitwa zvizvarwa zvekune dzimwe nyika musouth africa kwatiunza kuti vari kumanikidzwa kubuda mudzimba dzavari kune vasingazivi vacharumbira kusango ndiwo sachigaro wezanu pf kunorth america vacharumbira zvii zvamungataura pamusoro peizvi nokuti vakawanda vari kuchema nenyaya yekuti takabva muzimbabwe nekusabatwa zvakanaka nehurumende yezanu pf kana kuti nebato rezanu pf vachitiza vachienda kune dzimwe nyika kwava kusvikosangana nematambudziko akadai zvii zvamungataura
ndine urombo zvikuru nedevelopment yatiri kunzwa kubva kusouth africa issue yexenophobia tinoona kuti iri kuramba ichiindira mberi ichiuya in different stages but zvakadero tinoona kuti sehatisi zimbabwe yoga iri kunge ichiafektika tiri kuona kuti xenophobia yacho inoafekta yakuafekta even kana varungu chaivo tama makambani mamining companies last week akapisirwa equipment yavo yose iri worth almost over 2 million nema South Africans vachiti ngavabude muno South Africa I think it's a regional issue whereby tripti as time goes pan African friends AU ne SADC vachakubva bombero romutemo richashandisiwa nema African countries kuti vakwanise kuti kuvita kwanze kunge mu Africa South Africa tiri kuona kuti maisha South Africa ari nemacitizens haasi kukonzerwa negovernment government South Africa kana posting yavo they are against xenophobia they are also part of the international community in terms of human rights violations etcetera etcetera so we see kuti pressure inofanira kuiswa ku South African citizens through the government but tinoti tichitarisa even kana politics dzemusouth Africa tinoona isusu vajulius malema vanogara vachitaura kuti south africa inofanira kuita united and masouth africans vanofanira kushanda zvakanaka nevamwe vachirespektana nokuti pane rimwe zuva tichitarisa even history kuti izoona independence nyaa dzemuafrica including zimbabwe dzakapleya role yokuti nhasi vazokwanisa kunge vaakuti taane nyika yedu saka kuti masouth africans vanofanira kutodzidzisiwa macitizens they need it kana charisa even education literacy yedu muzimbabwe is about 94% south africa is lower inyaya yekuti vanhu vanofanira kudzidziswa education kupiwa vanhu masouth africans kuti vazive kuti nyika haigoni kugara iri landlocked inofanira kugara ichihidzana nedzimwe nyika otherwise upfumi huri muamerica huri musouth africa hunogona kudwindla kana dzimwe nyika dzikatangaona kuti zviri nani kuti kana dzimwe nyika ikonomi yedzimwe nyika ikatanga kutanga kukwira ichiita zviri nani ikonomi yesouth africa inokwanisa kuzodzika tiri paikonomi paikonomi ndamba kuzi iisho yeikonomi tiri kuona kuti mazimbabwe mazhinji ndivo vari kusustaina ikonomi yekusouth africa zvekuti asi ezimbabwe government iri kutry by all means to resuscitate the economy as soon as the economy yekuzimbabwe yava nestability tichaona citizens edu ese ari kusouth africa mazhinji vachidzoka kumusha ende izvozvo zvichazotaridza south africa kuti vachiona kuti ikonomi yavo inenge yakudzika nokuti vanhu vanoshanda kusouth africa kumasectors akawanda vazhinji vacho mazimbabwens pesendeji yemazimbabwens vanoshanda kusouth africa vachibatsira ikonomi yesouth africa kuti isimuke vakawanda kudarika vamwe kudarika dzimwe nyika dzemuafrica dziri kusouth africa saka naizvozvo tiri kuti isu government yedu iri kushanda as much possible try to save the economy. We understand the economy yedu yakaaffectwa nema issues akasiyana siyana, and the government yedu iri kutry by all means kuti ibatsire ma citizens enyika yavo yeZimbabwe kuti economy idzokere payanga iri. Zviri kuita mbichana mbichana, but zvinongoda kuti vanhu vaone patience. But pari zvino, I'm sure the government of Zimbabwe is actually also in touch with the government of South Africa as far as the violence is concerned.
Thank you so much. Maita basa, charumbira Fusango. Gibbs.
Yes, still the line, Mr. Fusango. We are coming back to you very shortly. So let's go to Mr. Ndlovu. Umsunduzwa, utisemfunu uti kichimele msavizini. Babu Ndlovu, akuphosela ukugcina kona baba.
Kodwa hayi thina lapha esikhona njengamanje asibezwa lutho kithi ngaphesho ukuthi indaba isabhalanse khona ngale ngaso sonke singazi noma kusazoqhubeka ngokuhamba kobusuku ukuze kugcwale konke amalokishi kodwa okwamanje sisasengale eSoweto. Kodwa nakhona masikisizo awukaqini kangako njenga esikhathini esiningi ngoba esikhathini esiningi kuyabe sokutshiswa abantu, sokutshisa izinto zabantu, sokushaya abantu, kodwa okwamanje asikezwa ukuthi kukhona osefile indaba, kodwa sisaseyikho lokhu nje okuthathela abantu ivini nadabalaba bama-India bayandisa ukuthi bangenele kulokhuzeni kuyona linto leno, ngoba siyathi sibheke ukuthi bazoza kithi bathula sibethathela ama-India ukudla kwabo nani nani.
Lina manje lizivikela njani kona
njengoba solifuna ukuthi-ke lawo ukuthi ozayo lawo udobhistini uchaya ikhanda ufe lawo kulabanye ohambe lapho, ngoba kuyabe kunzima ukubuyela le muva lapho esibuya khona. Siyazi ukuthi siphushiwe yini kuzozezwafika lani. Manje ukuthi khona ke ngudobhi le ufuna ukuyithathela khona noma ngufela khona noma ngisifa, kufanele ukuthi lami ngizamela ike enye indlela engizoyenza. UNkulunkulu yabe sezasixolela kathi kufanele sizibisele le muva.
Kodwa-ke nxa sukhangela sibili udaba lolu lungaphethwa njani lo?
Udaba lolu khona ukuthi singalichaza ukuthi lungathi luphethene, ngoba ngoba ubhude chilo ekuqaleni ukuthi even abakhokheli aba-ANC kakhulu bakhona bangaphakathi laphana abayiphushayo lento leyokuthi baphusheni laba bantu and abantu abatagete enkulu abantu baseZimbabwe. Ngeke uze kuthiwa kukhulunywa ngabantu baseMalawi, bakhona abantu baseLesotho, ngeke uze bekhulunywa bangabo, bakhona abantu baseZambia, ngeke ukhuluma but abantu baseZimbabwe.
Why abantu baseZimbabwe?
Abantu baseZimbabwe bafika basebenza lapha and iningi labo ngoba uyakuzibona ukuthi imoto ziphuma every day zibheke eborder zithwele impahla sithumela kwasasigubhu kwasa-ini konke into esiyifelayo thina.
Manje phela kuyogcina ngani kona?
Kunzima. Into ekhona ukuthi emuva lapho esibuya khona upresident wethu laye kufanele ukuthi akube khona kubona akwenzayo ukwenzela ukuthi kube khona abazobona ekhaya ngathi sokungcono akuthi sibuye. Manje kunzima ukubuyela lapha, kunzima ukubuyela kuleyana indawo leya.
Lizalimana phela kumbe libulawe pho lizakwenzani mfowethu?
Ukufa khona sizokufa, kodwa yabona msifa kodwa ngizamela abantu abami ngibona kungcono kulokuhamba ngiyehlala laphana ekhaya. Ngizoyenzani? Ngizobulala izinyamazane ambophe futhi amvalele anikeze igwasi yasemsejeni. But ma ngiyabe ngilana kungcono kuthi ngifele emsebenzini bengizamela abantwana, but ngale ayikho into engizofika ngiyenze dude. Ayikho into engizofika ngiyenze noma namandla engingathiwa siyathuthwa siyahamba, ayikho into esiyofika siyenze ngaleno. Yikugcina sesiganga sesitshontsha zitshontsha inkomo zabantu, sibotsha sivalele ejele. Ngala kudla ejele upresident wethu usinikezwa amagwada, sinikezwa ini yena le yabona.
Hayi iphosela ukugcina-ke usihambele bakho.
Hayi ongakusho ukuthi abafowethu abasizwayo lapho nabo bengalali hambelale bebuthu ngobomvundla belale benalela ukuthi kuyenzakalani, ngoba kungenzeka anytime amalokishi amaningi agcina engena kuleyo nkinga. Kodwa kwamanje ayisizwe leSoweto, kodwa sinethemba ukuthi bazayikhuza kusasa ekuseni kuvuke kungcono kuloku ngendlela okuqale ngakhona.
Hayi sababa kakhulu-ke ongathiwangasesongakuhambela wa iyokuquma usicingo lwakho. Sababa kakhulu-ke uMnumzana Msunduzwa khonapha-ke sikhuluma la jonga. So all what he's saying is that the problem is back home, you know. There's nowhere they can go. They cannot go back home because of the current situation in Zimbabwe, in which maybe Vusango is going to disagree. But at the end of the day, he's saying, no, there are serious problems back home. So he cannot go back home. So they have to fight it out while they're in South Africa. Joga.
Thank you so much. I think Mr. Charumbira Vusango is willing to respond to that.
Go ahead, sir. Mr. Vusango.
Thank you very much. Yes, I think, yes. Yes, you hear me?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you. No, I was saying, yes, I think his point is somewhat correct. That...
Well, I think your network is just getting blasted. Yes. So we can hear you at times, but at times we can't. I think maybe, can you move a little bit? Can you move a little bit while we are, while we're trying to position you? Can you move, say? Can you move? Yeah, so Singen Sengomunye, because in network is not too good.
Okay.
So, yes.
So this image is freezing. Did Mr. Masaraure manage to get in?
Yeah, he got in, but his problem is that he's not visible, and even Busani as well. I think has got some challenges in terms of the network. But we've got Mr. Busani Busantini. You can go ahead and talk to him.
Yes, Mr. Ntini, how are you?
Hello, Mr. Chonga. I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you for joining our show.
No, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, today we are discussing three issues, the COVID-19, the South African violence, and also the Day of the African Child. Maybe I can start by the Day of the African Child. Today is an International Day of the African Child, and the South African citizens, some of them, not all of them, some South African citizens have chosen this day as a day to kick out foreigners from their country. What can you say about that?
Jongo, I think, you know, growing up, sometimes if in a family you had your own kids and you were trying to take care of your own kids, then all of a sudden other relatives, they send their kids to you. Sometimes, you know, the kids that actually belong to that family can have some animosity towards the ones that are coming from outside. I think that's what is happening here. South Africa is not in a good spot right now, economic, especially with COVID-19. A lot of people are not employed. So these people are going to take their anger on foreigners. I think that's what is happening. It's unfortunate that it's happening in Africa, especially when other people are talking about the United Africa. So, in my view, I do sympathize with many foreigners in South Africa, definitely, but at the same time, I understand where the South Africans are coming from. Their economy right now is not doing well. It cannot cater for all the foreigners. There are too many foreigners in South Africa right now, so I think that's where the root cause is. That's where the anger is coming from.
But sir, is it not that these foreigners are also helping the South African economy grow? Because if you can see, or if you came across some of these videos, they are destroying homes, they are destroying buildings, businesses in their country built by these foreigners. Is it not that these foreigners are helping the South African economy? Because they are not begging there.
No, they are definitely helping the economy. But at the same time, if the South Africans themselves don't have jobs, so what's happening in South Africa is there's a unique situation where certain employers prefer foreigners because they regard the South Africans as either lazy, or even the South Africans themselves are picking and choosing what type of jobs they want. This has been happening for a long time. But now, because the government is not doing well, the economy is not doing well, now these South Africans that used to get grants that they cannot get under, you know, during COVID-19, they are just venting their anger on foreigners.
Yeah, but I want to say, Babuntini, we are Gizo. Bonazan Babuntin, Kangangizo. You are taking Valeri, Patanak. Police pattern yako bafundi.
No, my pattern is on Mr. Gale.
Yeah, so bona hanu ya peta hanu kwa kilo.
No, ukupeta wapo na dingi kwa mela uta ama government. I government ya Zimbabwe, kumbi government ya Zambia, Botswana. Wonga ma impacted, you know, parties. They need to talk to the government ya South Africa. Kukulu unwe. Kumbi ngama union, ae Zimbabwe, lama union ya South Africa. Kumele kukulu unwe. Owe zita wanwe we protected. Mwa ngawuzi ya ataka avanti vata in South Africa legally. Bela mapenichi agulungani. Pansi ya wazuguchi, what's happening in South Africa duwe, abantu wane ngabala mapenichi. Abantu wane ngabasenza hapaswa matafula. So among South Africans, ngaye wona loku, kuya mashluku. Ngoba, agula lizwe, even in the United States of America, amasi Canada, UK, countries cannot accommodate influx from foreigners in South Africa. In South Africa, there are too many foreigners that are there competing with the locals. So I think that's where the problem is.
Yes, we have got Mr. Mthulisi Hanana. Mr. Mthulisi Hanana is in South Africa. Can you chat to him?
Yes, Mr. Hanana, how are you?
Good morning, Mr. Chonga. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Which part of South Africa are you based in?
I'm in Gauteng.
Gauteng. And any violence there?
No. Today I did walk about trying to check the situation and to check fellow Zimbabweans. We have not had any incidents except one. I think in Deep Kloof, but they were not attacking anyone of Zimbabwean origin. They were attacking a spaza shop owner. So I think that's the only incident that we had.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is happening on the day of the African child. Many people would assume that this is the time when Africans get more closer to each other. They get united than before because of what happened on June 16, 1976. What's your take on that?
I think we need to make sure that African solidarity now is also linked to the solidarity that we had when we were fighting for African independence. You will realize that particularly the Inkonto Wesizwe, which was the armed wing of the ANC, had a lot of ties, strong ties with ZAPU during the liberation struggle, such that even after obtaining independence, we have our people that were assisting what you call the South Africans to fight the apartheid regime. So I don't think it is necessary to deal with the influx of foreigners this way. In any case, if South Africa wants to deal with foreigners, I think there is proper channels that must be followed, channels that are credible at law, and not these xenophobic attacks. So I think the onus is on the South African government to educate our African brothers here in South Africa about the sisterhood that exists between the two borders.
Mm-hmm. So, njengoba phela kuyabuya kudlule kubuye kudlule betsha izipaza kathi sizokuthiwa ngale Harry Smith abantu bagijinyiswa abadrayiva ama-trucks. So kuyazeka ukuthini ngodaba lolo?
Inkinga esilayo babuDube ukuthi khona i-SADC yona ngokwayo kumele iki-prioritize ukudila le issue yeZimbabwe. Sizibuze ukuthi okuyikho okususe abantu eZimbabwe bazogcwala eSouth Africa kuyini. Bangagijimela ukuthi nxa kusiba nama-elections eZimbabwe bathi free and fair, free and fair. Ngoba i-free and fair yangkhona ayibonakali, yexotha abantu khona ngayo. So isiphetho sakhona yikuthi vele ama-foreigners, particularly ama-Zimbabweans, will keep going to South Africa ebathathela imisebenzi kuzagcina kusiba sibili. The situation at a very large scale. ngenxa yokuthi the same thing esilwa kakhulu thina kumhlubulo eMathebeleland esithi abantu bayabuya bevile emashona leni bezothatha amathuba ethu it's the very same thing eliwa ngabantu beSouth Africa izizathu zabo zokulwa labantu zilegitimate kodwa okubi yikulwa labantu nxa besithi imisebenzi isithathwa ngama-foreigners kasomanga liqiniso South Africa to avoid that okumele ikwenze must engage iZimbabwe and assist iZimbabwe to solve their economy and solve the political problem esinayo khathesi eyiyo exotha abantu iproblem le yaqala ngo-1982 ngeGuguraundi yaba yi-economic problem abantu abathola imisebenzi kodwa iSouth Africa ihlala ingenela ithi konke ku-right siye sabona le delegation ehambisa iyabona uyabo ethunywa nguRamaphosa isiyabona uMnangagwa basuka bathi there is no crisis in Zimbabwe but i-crisis eseZimbabwe ibonakala ngesizalwane zeZimbabwe ezigcwele eSouth Africa.
Yes, cela ukufaka ngesilungu nje ngamafutshane khona kuba.
What we are simply saying is that South Africa must actively participate in helping Zimbabwe solve the political and economic impasse that we have at the moment. The problem that we have as a region is that there seems to be a sisterhood that exists in the SADC region that does not allow a frank discourse about political issues. For example, we saw a delegation of people sent by President Ramaphosa to go and check the crisis in Zimbabwe. And their findings say that there is no crisis. However, if there is no crisis in Zimbabwe, how come we have a lot of Zimbabweans that are in South Africa? The presence of over 4 million Zimbabweans in South Africa is proof enough that there is a crisis in Zimbabwe. So to solve this xenophobic bout that we see, the best way to solving it is to make sure that South Africa and the SADC region as a whole have a frank discussion with the Zimbabwean government in solving the reasons behind the influx of Zimbabweans in South Africa.
Thank you very much. I'm still on the line, Chonga.
Yes, Mr. Masaraure says he's still there. He refreshed his page. You can check whether he's visible now.
What we're going to do is to get him via the line. So, yes, so at the moment, we have got Mr. Rubusana Mosamtini and Mr. Ntulisi Anana. So maybe you can cross over to the other gentleman while I'm trying to get Masaraure via Facebook message.
Yes. You said Mr. Ntulisi and
Mr. Mbusani. Yeah, now I think we've got Mr. Spanda. I can see him now. Go straight to Busani Spanda. Musumuzi Spanda.
Yes, Dr. Spanda. Now we can't hear you. Maybe he's muted.
I had muted, but I'm back on now.
Okay. And Dr. Swanda, today is the International Day of the African Child. What's your take on this and link it to the developments in South Africa?
Well, look, this is very unfortunate because the June 16, 1976, incident and day that we commemorate today was really a day that looked at the human rights, of the South African children and the education system, which was based on apartheid and the evil segregation that was taking place. Now, to really let this evil, xenophobic or Afrophobic activity coincide with a day that observes human rights is an insult to humanity and the advent of human rights, because all the people that are in South Africa, in any case, anyone has a right to migrate, and their right to migrate, for whatever reason, some of them have got permits, and whatever that they are doing is being done lawfully. So to have people actually use this day to perpetuate such atrocities and evil deeds is a very big shame and a serious mockery to the commemoration of this particular day.
Yes, that was our colleague. Ubona ngani ke nxa ukuthi ungakhuluma ngosuku lolu ngesinto sibili. Lalokho sokusenzakala eZimbabwe. Ungathini ngakho, kusenzakala eSouth Africa. Ungathini ngakho khona?
Engakusho ukuthi usuku lolu ngokulwazi lwethu uJune 16 olugujwa namhlanje lusuku olushonipha amalungelo oluntu nokulwa okwenziwa lapha eSouth Africa zingane nje esikolo zilwela amalungelazo ukuthi zifundiswe nazo okungena nketha bethatha kodwa ukuthi namhlanje abantu base South Africa sibabone besenza imisebenzi yenketha bethabi neyokuhlukumeza amalungelo oluntu ngalolusuku kuyinhlamba kuyikuthuka nokweyisa amalungelo oluntu nenhlonipho enikezwa ekugujweni kwalolusuku ukuthi abantu kufanele ukuthi amalungelo abahlonishwe ngoba lolusuku luka khulukazi ngamalungelo oluntu hayi ngenkohlakalo lesibone senzakala namhlanje.
But do you see this coming to an end anytime soon?
Well, it's not going to end anytime soon because South Africa has got very serious problems that relate to corruption, that relate to poor service delivery. And, I mean, you know that the Minister of Health right now is currently on forced special leave because of the 150 million scandal. And we've got other ministers, you know, for example, Jiko in the presidency, you know, also with the same, you know, COVID issues. So because of all these kinds of issues that led to corruption and poor service delivery, politicians are going to continue to hide behind migrants as being the people that are causing, you know, poor service delivery because they cannot perform. So on the surface, we see people that are going out there, but behind them, politicians, heavyweights, are the ones that are instigating this. So for as long as these politicians are failing to deliver, this is not going to come to an end anytime soon.
And Mr. Spanda, we know that some South Africans are saying South Africa first, you know? Is that an issue?
Well, look, it's not an issue because you will notice that the majority of the small business owners are creating employment. The majority of the migrants that we are talking about, they run spaza shops within households. They rent from, you know, South African citizens, generating income which is much needed by these South Africans to send their children to school and sustain themselves. Furthermore, we also know that the small businesses that are operating within South Africa employ a lot of South Africans. And thirdly, we are also aware that a lot of some of the people that are here that are being attacked, who have got documents, are special skilled people that are working in industries where South Africa does not have, you know, those skills like your math and science teachers. So this South Africa first thing is actually being used inappropriately. It's very wrong.
Chonga.
I wanted to ask you, Dr. Swanda, what is African Diaspora Forum, are they doing to also help the situation? Because some of these foreigners, what they are accused of doing is happening. And as an organization, I think you also need to teach your members how to maybe adhere to restrictions, to laws, and all that in a certain area where they are based.
Well, true. I think what you will notice is that as the African diaspora, we have actually launched a legal department that is based mainly specifically in trying to ensure that, you know, migrants that are not documented are properly documented in one way or the other. Either those that are asylum seekers as asylum seekers, those that are accompanying spouses, you know, and those that have got families can get the documentation. Now, it also comes to the issue of crime. We have always, and we campaign against crime to the extent that if any member of the migrant community is arrested for criminal activities, we always say, look, we are not going to support that. I mean, if you remember, I think about 2 years back, we had an incident where two migrants were basically arrested for the murder of seven families in Vlakfontein, Johannesburg. And we were very vehement and clear in saying that we're not supporting those people. And as far as is possible, even as we understand that they have a right to bail, we feel that it could, I mean, even if they did not get bail, that would be very fair because it would send a message and to the migrant community to know that we're not going to support, you know, those activities. So we've got these drives where we conscientize people about crime, we conscientize people, you know, about documentation, where we conscientize people about abiding, you know, to bylaws like registering their businesses, you know, for various levies and taxes.
Yes, thank you so much, and stay on the line. So let's go to Mr. Hanana. So Mr. Hanana, in your situation, we know that maybe is worse than all these other cases. because you fled Zimbabwe and went to South Africa, and now this, you know? What do you think?
I think the honest truth is that some of the people that we have in South Africa now are illegal immigrants as a result of the doing of the South African government. You will notice that the refugee office that is meant to assess refugees and give them a status of some sort has been closed for over a year. Mm-hmm. It means that now we have genuine and legitimate cases of refugees that have not been attended. I'll speak for people like myself. We have not been processed by any legal office. Were it not maybe for other statuses that we have in this country, some of us would be illegal immigrants. But most of our colleagues that we fled with, as it stands today, they have genuine cases, but they are illegal immigrants. When you take it a bit further, I think last month there was an operation, I think it was called Ukaimlao, and the law enforcement authorities it set up roadblocks. You'll find that there were roadblocks with the police, with immigration officers, and all the legal institutions at a roadblock. And when they were interviewed, they were saying there is now a serious influx of undocumented foreigners. And once they start saying that, they do not understand that they indirectly kuyachochozela umuntu olaleleyo ngumSouth African ukuthi kusho ukuthi into le esiyenzayo ukuxotsha ama-foreigners i-right. Nanku lo hulumende wethu uyakwenza. Bakhohlwa ukuthi uhulumende lo uvalile amahofisi okunika abantu amaphepha asemthethweni. So sile problem khonapho.
Yeah, so wena ngubona kwakho ubona ngani ngingachudula kuzobenini?
Kona kusachudulwa indaba le isike sayihambile emthethwandaba, I think 3 weeks ago. Human rights lawyers the South Africa lapha amadoda khona ayihambisile sibili abophisa uhulumende ezama ukuthi amphoqelele ukuthi avule amahofisi abantu baphiwa amaphepha. Hayi lokhu kusathoniswa sibili. Kodwa ngaphandle kwakhona okuzananzelela ukuthi imithetho eminingi isingani iyatshintsha eSouth Africa kule bill ekhangela ngama-refugees lama-immigrants elokhu isalungiswa. Ngokuzwa kwethu kuthiwa le bhili idizayinwe ukuthi ivalele abantu bangaphandle phandle bavalele amathuba, which is why labantu abalama ZSP ama-permits lawana kuze kube namuhla kabakwazi ukuthi khona azarenewa kumbe hayi. So okudingakalayo khathesi political will from uhulumende weSouth Africa abe lesifiso lokufuna ukuphathisa izizalwane zamanye amazwe. That's number one. Number two, uhulumende wakithi kumele enze esasivele sijayele ukubona kusenzakala ukuthi uminist ehome affairs uyabuya ngapha. I think kusase lo mphoko loba budabengo kwakulama discussions amaningi bezosicelela besikhulu bekhulumisana leSouth Africa ngalokho. Okwesithathu, abantu kumele bananzelele ukuthi isadaki nkulu kule South Africa. Siyananzelela ukuthi South Africa ngaba silobunzima obuthize. Lathi njengabantu abangama-refugees esiziphephele, asifundeni ukuyaphephela eBotswana, ukuyaphephela eLesotho, ukuyaphephela leSwaziland, ukwenzela ukuthi singakhangeli isayidi lethu kuphela, sikhangele lesayidi leSouth Africa. Okokugcina, iSouth Africa nxa ifuna ukudila labantu abaseSouth Africa ngendlela engekho emthethweni, zikhona indlela zomthetho ezokudila labantu. Ayikhona lokhu kugqugquzela lokutshotshozela abantu makhaza sebesenza ukugebenga besithi badudula izizalwane zamanye amazwe.
Yes, awuzwa kakhulu. Uvale ibhathani yakho khonapho jonga, ngena khonapho futhi.
Yes, is Mr. Charumbira Vusango still around?
No, he dropped Jonga.
And Dr. Swanda?
Dr. Swanda too, yeah.
Okay, he dropped too.
So I've got Mr. Ntini.
Yes. Mr. Ntini, I'm doing fine. Yes. Maybe since time is almost running out, what can you tell those who are listening now about what we are discussing in South Africa? Because this happens only in areas that are known by the authorities, and it's like they are not doing enough to protect these people. What can people do to protect themselves?
My advice to people is just to keep law, you know, try to stay at home or, you know, not be out and about until things kind of settle down. Because what normally happens, I'm sure they walk around, you know, they, normally when they attack people that are walking around or people that are at certain jobs. If they're working at a spaza shop and many other places, maybe try to avoid being in the public as much as you can. You know, the other challenge I think that the South African system has, when you look at Zimbabwe, refugees are not integrated into the communities. They are kept in camps. But when it comes to South Africa, the refugees are integrated into the communities. So they are easy target because they live along with the South Africans. So, you know, sometimes we blame South Africa, but I think, you know, they are trying their best to accommodate these refugees. And also when you look at, when we talk about the influx of people coming now, they are not political refugees. A lot of people are economic refugees. They are just looking for greener pastures. So I understand where the South Africans are coming from. They know that some people that are migrating from Zimbabwe and other countries, they are there for the economic reasons and not the political reasons. Yes, there are political issues going on in Zimbabwe and many other countries, but the majority of people that you find moving to South Africa, they are economic refugees.
Yes,
I was clarifying a to South Africa, victim. Abazane But the only challenge is that in South Africa, the system of Yama refugees, you would have to go to South Africa. So I want to say, particularly so I'm a victim of the law. Meaning, I'm trying to say, when I was in a family, which I got a farm at hand of pants, and down the local high school. Jalogans are with local Italian Zagala and down his keys. I was with 12 Zagala, Pretoria, and the Centurion, and other places. Italian Zagala, the mad townships, then down his keys. So I want to have a reason down. I was going to say,
yes, thank you very much. And Mr. Hanana, your last word, 30 seconds. Your last word, Mr. Hanana.
Yeah, I want to say that usuthola abantu emthoveni sesifuna ukufunda ulimi lwendawo sesizikhulumela isishona emthoveni uthi umsethenga imoto afa inumber plate ebhalwe inizi munu mutapa zwangu zwaita yikho okunye okuhlokoza abantu besendaweni zabo kasizamenini njengoba South Africa isifakile saphila labantu babo kasizamenini lati ngezinye indlela ukuba assimilated ukuba ukuphila kuhle labantu
ngokuzikhetha. Thank you very much. We've come to the end of our show today. We thank our guests this evening, Mr. Vusumuzi Smanda of the Africa Diaspora Forum, Mr. Mthulisi Hanana of the Tumiso Tavengwa Foundation, and we wish to thank also Mr. Msunduzwa Ndlovu, the Zimbabwean living in South Africa, Regis Busango of ZANU-PF, and Busan Musontini. Sign off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
Ngakandemiri in Silver Spring. Good night.
Good night, sir.